92.1 FM.
And I said, he said, are you, I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said, we strong then.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
We're back. The team.
We just really like that song. That's why we didn't come in on point there.
You know, I told you I was terrible. At this point, everybody that's listening knows that I'm terrible at commercials.
Which is probably no one, so we're all right.
There's probably no one. Before we left, we were talking about Chris Borland, a standout linebacker from the University of Wisconsin. Played in the NFL for a single season and then announced his retirement due to his concerns for concussions and head injuries. Now, this is an interesting conversation because you can never fault a guy for putting his health first. You can never do that. Maurice Clarett, though, had an interesting take on this. He went on a 20-tweet Twitter rant. Try saying that five times fast. 20-tweet Twitter rant. Anywho, he was saying that Chris Borland is a bit of an anomaly because he took his education seriously and afforded himself the opportunity to leave the game early. So what Maurice Clarett's saying is that a lot of people in the NFL don't have that education to fall back on. It's either football or nothing for them.
Yeah, he was quoted saying, there's just too much unknown for me, and there have been too many tragedies for me to be comfortable playing. And I think he said that in an interview with CBS. And exactly what you said. You can't fault a guy for putting his health first. And I think people that criticize him is just those guys that feel like they're the fans of the game that feel like he's quitting such a great opportunity. But if anyone else was in a job that wasn't on TV and wasn't so heralded, and the job was bad for their health, and they decided to stop doing it, I don't think anyone would have a problem with
exactly.
It.
People tend to forget that these NFL players, this isn't their life. Like, football isn't their life; it's a job,
right.
And they do have a life outside of the football. And that's not. I mean, what you know? What's the average lifespan for an NFL player? Like 4 or 5 years,
yeah,
something like that. So I mean, that's you're 26, 27. You got a lot of life to live after that. And, I mean, if you're going to make that decision, you can't. I mean, I can't believe people are faulting him for that.
No, absolutely not. Darquez Dennard said a great – he was at Pro Day the other day. We had a couple of Spartan alums, Darquez, Tyler Hoover. A couple more were there. But Darquez said, football is easy. Life is hard. I go out there to have fun. It's still a game at the end of the day. You can't say it any better than that. It's a game. It's a game that people take really seriously. In a game that people put a lot of time in, but at the end of the day, it's a game. And there's more important things like your health, like your family. There's plenty of ways to make money in the world, and I don't think Chris Borland's going to have any issue with that. How can you fault the guy?
I think it's such a big-time problem these days with football players and athletes that they get so involved in labeling themselves as a football player that it becomes who they are. And just kudos to his character, credit to him for knowing that football is what he does and it's not who he is. And I think that's hard for people to understand. And like Alex said, he has a life outside of football. Football lasts 3 years. And so for him to do it, I think it's great to his character. It just shows that he's confident enough in himself to say, hey, football is just what I do. It's not who I am.
And I think there's an important lesson for the youth, for players, for anybody that could be in any type of similar situation. Doesn't even have to be the NFL. Work hard in the classroom. Work hard in whatever you're doing to at least afford yourself the opportunity to have that out when the time comes. You don't need to take it, but it's better to have a decision than to be forced into something. When I was playing out at the NFLPA game, a bunch of former players spoke to us. And one of the things that sticks out to me the most is somebody said, you need to plan your exit before you enter. So you need to have some kind of out once you're already in the league. Because we already talked about it, it doesn't last for long. So luckily, Chris Borland took his schooling seriously. He has something to fall back on. He knows that he can be successful outside of football. Sadly, that can't be said for everybody.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of tragedies where football is all someone has, and then you put so much stress and pressure on yourself. And I'm sure people don't see this, but there are times when football affects your life, and whether you're not playing well or you're playing really well, it affects your life and the way you live and your emotions and stuff. And you know, a major lesson in college football and any big time football is that you have to separate yourself from how you're doing on the football field. Because if you let that take control of your emotions, like, that, it's just, it's going to kill you off the field. And
it could actually literally kill you.
Exactly. And that, I think that's, and that's what a lot of these things have happened. And, you know, the concussions is a big deal. And when you put your whole, invest your whole life in being in into a job, and then you lose that job, I think you kind of feel lost. And then on top of concussions and having those kinds of problems, it can be a very serious matter, as we have seen recently.
Well, absolutely. I think Chris Borland is one of the smarter guys out there. You know, it's hard to speculate on that decision because we're not in his shoes. We don't know what he's thinking. But who knows? I'm sure there's going to be more information that comes out in the next couple weeks.
I think it'll be a great conversation starter for the whole sport.
Definitely will. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, Drew Neitzel, Michigan State basketball, going to be on the phone with us. We'll talk about the last couple minutes of this game and get his take on the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, baby.
Stick with us, the team, 92.1 FM.
Klein Tire is family-owned and operated for more than 50 years. Klein carries every major brand, Goodyear, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Hankook, while specializing in American-made Cooper tires. Klein Tire is located at 1223 North Cedar, that's between Mason and Holt. Call 517-699-2372 to set up an alignment and get your car taken care of for winter. Mention this ad and Klein Tire will give you a free alignment with the purchase of four tires.
The workplace keeps changing, and successful companies recognize and embrace change through choice, adaptability, and innovation. DBI offers affordable furniture solutions for countless workspace options that will enhance the performance of your people and organization. DBI helps customers reach their workplace goals, from improving worker effectiveness and innovation to brand expression. DBI is your office furniture partner. Learn more at dbiyes.com.
If you're a small business owner handling your own payroll, Simplified Tax and Accounting can help. We've supported the greater Lansing business community for over 65 years. Simplified offers the same services as the national chains. We're on top of the latest tax regulations and requirements, and you can speak directly to one of our licensed CPAs if you have questions. Stop by any of our 7 locations, including our new and expanded office in South Lansing, or call us at 882-2441 to learn how Simplified can help you. That's 882-2441, or choose Simplified at choosesimplified.com.
Hello, I'm Mary Stucco. I work with a lot of wonderful business people in the greater Lansing area, and I know how hard they work and how pressed for time they are. That's where I come in. As owner of my own Farm Bureau Insurance Agency in Okemos, my job is to help business owners with all their insurance needs. I understand business, and I understand business insurance. It's what I do. Call the Mary Stucco Agency today. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Michigan, my Michigan.
This is the Griff and Grin Show, a Spotlight production.
the team.
92.1 FM.
Set up the offense. Trice. That's a three. Fire.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. The Griffin Grin Show here on 92.1 FM, the team. I'm hosting today, Mike Sadler, joined by Mr. Travis Jackson himself. Now, we have a very special guest about to come on, the pride and joy of West Michigan. Now, I know most of you are thinking that that's either myself or Connor Cruz, but I'm really talking about Drew Neitzel. Now, Drew played basketball at Michigan State from 2004 to 2008. Point guard, kind of did it all. He floated around in Europe playing professionally in Germany and France and Switzerland. Now, Drew is back in West Michigan, helping out with the Grand Rapids Drive, I believe it is. Semi-professional team in Grand Rapids. And Drew is in Grand Rapids right now watching the game with some buddies, and he decided that out of the goodness of his heart, he would walk outside during the last minute of the game and join us on the show. So as soon as he gets outside, which I think is right about now, Drew's joining us. Drew, good to have you here.
Fellas, what's going on?
Oh, you know,
you're gonna have to keep me updated on the game here. So I stepped outside and there's a couple minutes left. So
hey, we got 1 minute left and we're up 11. So this looks good, but you know, anything can happen in March. So we wanted to get your take on the first 39 minutes of this game. What are you seeing from the Spartans that you like? What do you think they need to work on?
Well, it's been a great team effort today and against a very athletic Georgia team. And you know, I think a big key to our success during March Madness is having our three big guns playing well, and that's what we definitely have that going today with Dawson, Trice, and Valentine having nice games.
Now, I've heard a lot of people comparing this team to some of the teams that you played on back in 2004, 2008, some of the teams that might not be the most talented but still find a way to win. How does Coach Izzo get these guys playing their best basketball come March every single year?
Yeah, there's just something about Coach. You know, obviously he's a great coach, leading his team to the NCAA tournament 18 straight years. And just there's something magical about him. And I think teams, a lot of it at this point in his career, is teams fear playing Michigan State this time of year. And especially with a quick turnaround now after this win, either going to play Virginia or Belmont. So, you know, Coach is great in a two-day prep situation. And that's a big reason for our success over the years.
Now, we as fans know that this tournament just completely captivates the entire country every March. But how is it different for you as a player? What makes the tournament so special from someone that's been inside of it?
I think it's just the hype, you know, especially, you know, growing up as a kid and watching the NCAA tournament on TV so many years and you know, always having it be a dream to play in that tournament, to experience it for 4 years was something that's pretty awesome. And the tournament just seems to grow and grow every single year. You know, they put more and more money into it, and it's just the hoopla. And now every single game is covered live on national TV, which is pretty awesome. So it's a great experience. And as a basketball fan, it doesn't get much better.
Hey, Drew, it's Travis. Just wanted to give you a little update. We're up 8 with 51 seconds left. We're inbounding the ball.
Awesome. Well, we got to take care of the ball here and hopefully knock down some free throws.
Yeah. So I had a question for you. What do you think Coach Izzo does differently than other coaches to have the Spartans ready for this time in March?
I don't know. He's so detail oriented and he focuses on every single detail to the last minute detail, whether it's scouting the other team or even self-scout with our team. So I know a lot of coaches focus mostly on themselves and try not to worry about what the other team's doing, but I think that's a big reason for our success over the years, especially in March. And as I touched on, the quick turnaround in the NCAA tournament with what we'll experience and playing again on Sunday.
What's your best memory from the tournament? How far did you guys make it in your 4 years? What stands out to you most about your time playing in the tournament?
My freshman year was pretty special. I ended up starting the second half of the season, and we went all the way to the Final Four, eventually losing to the national champs in North Carolina down in St. Louis that year in the national semifinals. So obviously that was my best memories of the NCAA tournament. But I think just being a basketball fan while I was playing at Michigan State, being part of the tournament and then getting to hang out in the hotel and watch the other games and just to be a part of it was something I'll never forget.
Absolutely. Just to keep you updated on this game right now, we're up six. We're up six with about 33 seconds left. We're about to go shoot free throws, so fingers crossed, knock on wood, spirit fingers up, do whatever you got to do to make sure that these things get in there for us. Coach Izzo has been to 18 consecutive big dances. That's impressive. So where do you think he stands among the great coaches of all time, the Dean Smiths, the Coach K's? Where does Coach Izzo fit into that picture?
Well, I think he definitely has to be right up there, top five, top 10 of all time. And I know it's one of his big goals to win another national championship and kind of put him in that elite class of coaches who have won two. So, but, you know, it was a tremendous, you know, opportunity and, you know, a real honor and privilege to play for him for 4 years. And I've learned so much from him, both on and off the basketball court.
And we talked a little bit earlier on the show how he extended the invitation to Alex Gauna to make the trip down there just to be with his classmates, to be with the people that he played with for years. And to us, it really just speaks volumes about Coach Izzo as a person. Everybody kind of sees him yelling, getting up in your face on game day, but a lot of people don't really realize how good of a person he is, how genuine he is with his players.
Yeah, I mean, it's just he's built something pretty special at Michigan State, and he's done that by, you know, the family atmosphere type approach. And guys want to come back. Guys feel a part of it. Guys that played in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, they still feel like they're part of the program and come back to games and are involved. So it's something that's pretty special. And I know Coach D'Antonio is trying to do some of that now with the football program at Michigan State.
Well, we can definitely see that it's working just based on our play on the field. We're going to let you go here pretty soon because we got another nail biter for no reason. But before you go, if you filled out a bracket, I'm sure you had Michigan State winning it all. But besides Michigan State, who's your favorite to win this whole thing?
Well, I think you got to go with Kentucky. Obviously, nobody has beat them this year, so they have to be, by and large, the favorite to win. I think Arizona could give them a good game coming out in the Final Four. And then, you know, if we don't get past Virginia, I think Virginia's defense is very tough and could create some problems for Kentucky as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Drew. Real quick, give the listeners where they can find you on Twitter.
Twitter, I'm at Drew Neitzel on Twitter.
There you go, from the man himself.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, thank you. Get back in there and watch the last 27 seconds.
Sounds good, guys. Go green.
Go white. Well, there you have it. From the man himself, Mr. Drew Neitzel, the pride and joy of West Michigan.
I felt so bad because they were up 12 when he came in and he was like, I don't want to miss the last parts of this game. I was like, don't worry about it, Drew. And then all of a sudden,
we're good.
We're good now. It's a 4-point game after an and one, I think.
For the listeners, we did a shorter segment right before that previous commercial break. What? So we wanted to talk to Drew for the last 15 minutes of the show and end it with him. So we called him. You're up, you know, 12 points, got Drew on the line. Made the poor guy go outside. You know, he was watching the game at a restaurant with friends, and he had to go stand outside and had no idea what was going on. And sure enough, it's a 3-point game now. It's a 3-point game. So, poor Drew. I'm just kind of trying to digest what's going on with this game right now.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of see this. You saw it all yesterday. You saw leads. Right down to the wire, just getting blown. And I think it's just kind of what the tournament is right now. And, you know, I just felt so bad. I looked at Mike as he's talking, and I'm like, we got to let this guy go, man. I was like, we can't keep him here through this. So, you know, it's just kind of how it's been. And, I think it's just kind of what happens in March.
Yeah, March is a crazy month. But Right now we're up three with about 20 seconds left. For whatever reason, this team has had trouble closing out games this year. They've played 39 minutes of great football. Not football. They're not playing football. They're playing basketball. But where I was going with that is the 2012 football season. We'd play, how long are football games? 60 minutes?
Yeah.
Getting all mixed up in my sports. We'd play 50 minutes of great football, and then if you can't keep the pressure on the other team for all 60 minutes, then stuff like this can happen. Yeah, hopefully they find a way to pull it out.
All I know is I hope my mic is muted if they blow this.
I think we're going to go ahead and mute everybody if that happens. It's great having Drew on, though. I've seen Drew.
Got to knock down those free throws.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all God. Yeah, get the rabbit's feet out. But Drew is, I still see Drew a bunch in West Michigan. He's working games for the Grand Rapids Drive. I don't know if he's a media kind of personality for them, but this guy has lived and breathed basketball for 20 years now. So it's awesome that he was able to take the time to do that. As we make a free throw, thank you. Good karma points.
Drew's also the only player that I can remember that was able to shoot right and left-handed.
Yeah.
You remember that?
How bizarre is that?
And he was great both ways.
And he could pull up
anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Shoot it right, shoot it left. That was sweet.
Unbelievable. So for the guys that are in the car or sitting at home.
Listening to us
because your cable service got disconnected because you didn't pay your bill.
There we go.
We are up 5 points with 10 seconds left. Going to the line again. So I'm going to knock on wood here, but things are looking pretty good for the Spartans. It looks like we're going to be playing on Sunday against the winner of Virginia and Belmont.
It's just, yeah, in these games, it's just finding a way to get it done, man. Any way you can get it done.
All March is about.
If you have 12-point lead with a minute 57 seconds left, just get it done. And, you know, and that's kind of spoken all around here for Michigan State, is just getting it done. And it's not usually pretty with us.
It's never pretty with us. That's why we're on radio, not TV. Never pretty. But we're winding down the show now. It's been a fun 2 hours. We hope you guys enjoyed listening. Mike Griffith and Steve Grinzel will be back at their normal time on Monday. So it really will be the Griffin Grin Show again. Travis, we had a fun time.
Yeah, big thanks to Alex.
No problem, guys.
To everyone
this
here.
Awesome. It's fun. A lot of fun.
We had a good time. So hopefully the Spartans will pull this out in the last 10 seconds. Play again on Sunday. The Spartan fans, keep those couches out of the street. There's always a freshman in the dorm that wants one.
I love going out to this intense music. It's just,
oh, that's awesome.
Something about it.
Well, thank you guys for listening. This was the Griffin Grin Show on the team 92.1. I'm Mike Sadler, joined by Travis Jackson.